to get a job and show he wasn't scared. Somebody's got out the handicap, he thought he'd be prepared. At the age of 17, he was forced to choose. At the age of 21, he's in catch 22.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Marcus. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is David Halperin, a senior fellow at Republic Report. He was previously founding director of Campus Progress and senior vice president at the Center for American Progress, senior policy advisor for Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter, and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Welcome to Background Briefing, David Halperin.
Ian, how are you? It's good to be back on the show.
Well, I'm pretty sort of steamed up in a way because I just talked about this phony and bogus censure vote tomorrow, first time in American history that the cabinet members were going to be held in contempt of Congress based on trumped up false charges, which this excellent article in Fortune magazine completely eviscerates.
Right.
There's another disgraceful display of posturing and grandstanding in the House. And instead of voting on student loans to make them affordable and available, we find that then, in fact, the real scandal here in student loans is that the biggest beneficiary of the GI Bill, which is designed to help veterans, turns out to be these largely fraudulent for-profit college rackets. They're raking in billions of taxpayer money while ripping off our vets. So I'm doubly mad. I'm like Howard, what's his name in that movie? I was mad as hell.
Well, I'm limited to two things. A whole bunch of things we could talk about to get us mad.
Right.
But instead of getting mad, we ought to do something about it. And so I'd love to talk with you more about this issue and talk about what I think people could do this summer on the issue of for-profit colleges, and particularly our veterans, to try to turn the tide on this thing.
Well, go ahead.
Well, what they ought to do, and we can talk about the substance, because you're right, there's $9 billion in this GI Bill, post 9/11 GI Bill, and almost 40% of it is going to for-profit colleges. Some are honest. Many are just a racket that are ripping off students, ruining their lives. All in all, this industry is getting $32 billion a year of your tax money, and many of it, again, goes to bad schools. Out of the money that goes to active duty military, about half of it is going to for-profit colleges. Today in Washington, it was announced a bunch of attorneys general from states and a bunch of senators, U.S. senators, did a press conference. A website got shut down because of a lawsuit today, a settlement of a lawsuit. It was called GIBill.com. It looked very much like an official government website, but it wasn't. It was a marketing company called Quinn Street, which used to market subprime mortgages, now markets subprime colleges, telling people, steering people to colleges that paid for the privilege rather than colleges that were necessarily good colleges. And they were all for-profit colleges. So this website got shut down, and GIBill.com will be rightfully transferred to the Department of Veterans Affairs, which will hopefully give people honest information. But the saddest thing, Ian, is that the state attorney general have to act on an industry that's largely funded by federal money because Congress is paralyzed. Why is Congress paralyzed? Senator Dick Durbin said at this press conference, which I attended, he made it very clear what's going on. Little or nothing can be done when you take on the for-profit colleges in Congress. Why? These were the key six words of the press conference. They own every lobbyist in town. They own every lobbyist in town, and as both of, as the senator said, many of them are former members of Congress, and the attorneys general said in turn, well, many of the people who lobby us are former attorneys general. They're lobbying for waste, fraud, and abuse with federal tax money and abuse of our veterans and other low-income and struggling people, and they're doing it for the money.
But this is a license theft. They got their fists into the Treasury because they've essentially bribed the political gatekeepers to allow them to do this, and they're doing this in the name of education, and this is $34 billion that we're talking about, And there's a desperate need, and it has echoes of the subprime, because remember, the people who got hosed in the subprime ripoff were largely aspirants to the middle class, mostly minorities, and many of these veterans who served this country, who are then aspiring to have an education, just like the GI Bill was originally. And they find themselves being charged much, much more, and ending up with worthless diplomas. And even though the taxpayer gets ripped off to the tune of up to $17,000 per year, the tuition at these private schools exceeds that. So veterans have to take out loans to cover the balance.
Right.
And then, of course, the default rate is 47%.
And this week, the government released statistics. There's a regulation that President Obama tried to get going, and it got watered down by pressure from lobbyists. And that says that if two-thirds of your students, former students, dropouts and graduates, can't pay back their loans, then maybe you shouldn't get federal financial aid anymore. But you have to flunk that test 3 years in a row, and you have to flunk two other related tests. And many, many schools, they did the first year of testing on this. It was really just more like a preseason because this won't kick in until 2015. But many of the schools flunked the test, and all of the schools that flunked the test were for-profit colleges. Why? Because they have high prices, low quality. They have thousands of recruiters and very few people to do job placement. And again, they're ruining people's lives. So here's what I think people ought to do at town hall meetings, or any opportunity to talk to your member of Congress. You can go to Republic Report and see whether there's some key votes on these issues, whether your member of Congress voted with the for-profit colleges against them in the House. In the Senate, there haven't really been any votes. But go there and ask them, do you stand with our veterans, with our active duty military, with our low-income people who are struggling to get an education, or do you stand with wealthy for-profit colleges that are owned by private equity firms and Goldman Sachs and other public and the Washington Post company? Who do you stand with on this issue? Because the members of Congress now feel that no one's watching this issue. The only people watching are the for-profit colleges who are donors, major donors to their campaign, and lobbyists who come in and buttonhole them. And what we want people to do, what I want people to do, and people I work with, is to tell the members of Congress that citizens are watching, we care about this, and there's a cost for voting with the for-profit colleges on issues of accountability. We're not saying shut down for-profit education. We're saying stop trying to fight rules that would channel money to schools that are helping students and away from schools that are ruining students' lives.
But this is the most mendacious form of socialism, and all in the name of free enterprise. I see on television now these new schools you've never heard of, and they have these glossy commercials. And every time I watch them, I'm reminded this is my taxpayer money. This is our taxpayer money that's being used.
Paying for the schools, paying for the ads.
Paying for the ads, and then I'm speaking with David Halpern, a senior fellow at Republic Report. He previously was the director of Campus Progress and a senior vice president of the Center for American Progress, a senior policy advisor to Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton, and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, just to give you an idea of the money involved here, the VA paid out to these for-profit colleges $4.4 billion for the two academic years, 2009 to 2011. The for-profit colleges raked in 37% of that. And just an idea of how the money was spent. From 2009 to 2011, the VA paid $196 million to the University of Phoenix, $175 million to ITT Tech, $128 million to DeVry University, $50 million each to Kaplan and the Arts Institute, $28 million to Westwood College. And during that same period, they paid $20 million to the University of California, $15 million to the State University of New York, and Harvard got $3.6 million from the GI Bill, and Princeton University got $173,000. I mean, the distortion there is extraordinary between real educations and these ripoff educations.
Well, Princeton, unfortunately, is not going to admit many people coming from, you know, enlisted people in the military, because they're, you know, in a way you could argue, well, this is, it's snobby to say, you know, Princeton should get all the money from the GI Bill, because it is hard to get into those schools. And so we don't, I don't want to say that Princeton and Harvard deserve all the money. What I want to say is that community colleges, state institutions, and private institutions, including Harvard, Princeton, are better places to get an education for the most part than a for-profit college, and it's certainly at a much more reasonable price. And it is because of deceptive recruiting tactics like this GIBill.com and many other examples that people are choosing schools that are really not the right school for them. And one of the best things about the fact that for-profit colleges have fought so hard on this issue is that there has been more of a debate, and hopefully through things like your radio show, TV investigations, and some really good work by local TV channels and others on these issues, that more people are getting the message. Because it's hard to speak out, because the students who've gone through this are ashamed a lot of the time. They've really been ripped off, and their lives have been set back, and they don't really want to talk about it. But the more that the media can talk about it, the more that it can encourage former students to come forward and talk about their experiences, the more people get educated, and even if there aren't, even if Congress is stymied, more people are voting with their feet. And in fact, for many of these schools, enrollment is down, revenue is down, because at some point the truth has to come out and have an impact on these things.
Well, as we speak, David Halperin, you know, the House, the Senate have agreed, and the White House have agreed on. Making student loans more affordable and available, and the House is holding it up. So we don't really know but what's going to happen there. But we do know that this is already underway, and that, as you mentioned, the for-profit college industry, which is, you know, being promoted by Wall Street, have the town wide, have Washington, D.C. wide. But what gets me, though, is that I wish there were some honest people that actually were getting into this business. There's a ton of emeritus professors out there in retirement across this country. There are a lot of highly educated people in this country that would love to teach and have a lot to give. You could actually create a wonderful a campus that really could deliver. You could get excellent people. And the idea that you have these fly-by-night people that just put up a shingle, make these glossy advertising campaigns, all of which is paid for by the taxpayer. I mean, this is an amazing racket that you can actually simply get your fists into the treasury and just siphon off money. And you know, it makes a mockery of the free enterprise system. And it's the very thing that all of these red-blooded conservatives in this country are against. This is crony socialism.
It's waste, fraud, and abuse with federal money. But, you know, and there are fly-by-night companies, one recently raided by the FBI. Congressman Alcee Hastings had taken money from them. They named a scholarship after him, and then it was raided by the FBI. Some are fly-by-night, but again, some are owned by Goldman Sachs, the Washington Post Company, a giant company called Apollo that owns the University of Phoenix. And one of them, TA Associates, is a private equity firm. It owns Vassarot College, which was one of the worst performers, according to statistics released this week by the Department of Education, and it owns Full Sail University. TA Associates is a big contributor, its executives, to Mitt Romney's campaign. When they asked Mitt Romney last fall, what are you going to do about higher education, he said, I visited a wonderful school called Full Sail University. And Full Sail University keeps costs down through innovative strategies. Well, a couple weeks ago, statistics showed that Full Sail University is the third most expensive college in the United States. And many of the students come out, some get jobs, some don't. The programs are mixed. One of their programs flunked the Department of Education's test that I talked about this week. It's expensive, and Mitt Romney said it was a bargain. And it turned out not only do they give a ton of money to Mitt Romney's campaign and Super PAC, but Mitt Romney and his son started an investment firm that gave clients the opportunity to invest in this very company. So I'm bringing all this up to say to you that Mitt Romney talks about free market solutions, sure. But in fact, this is just the kind of thing that you talked about, crony capitalism or socialism, and that's his future of education. So right, I think those of you that are trying to consider this issue this fall ought to be asking Mitt Romney hard questions about his support for Full Sail University, University of Phoenix, and other schools like this, and asking the same questions of Democrats and Republicans who have supported this industry.
Right, and EDMC, which is owned by Goldman Sachs, the head of it is the husband of Senator Olympia Snowe, and it's under investigation and maybe the reason why she resigned. I thank you so much for joining us here today, David Halperin.
Ian, thank you for having me on.
Good to talk to you. Again, David Halperin is a senior fellow at Republic Report, previously the founding director of Campus Progress and senior vice president at the Center for American Progress, senior policy advisor to Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton, and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about whether the shoot down of the Turkish plane by the Syrians was a provocation.
Look at me, I just can't believe what they've done to me. We could